USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. No word yet when negotiators for the Los Angeles Unified School District and the union representing thousands of support workers will get back to the bargaining table. In the meantime, NBC correspondent Miguel Almaguer says a strike continues.
Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says the district is offering a 23% salary increase, plus a 3% cash bonus and expanded health care benefits.
That's a very compelling package. And why? Because it is needed. These are individuals who have historically been underpaid.
Carvalho is blaming union leaders for refusing to budge.
Negotiations require some degree of flexibility.
But union leaders accuse LAUSD of unfair labor practices.
The unions ask for 30% raises for workers whose average salaries is about $25,000 a year. Looks like there will be no indictment of former President Donald Trump coming from a New York grand jury today. The panel won't meet again till tomorrow. Over the weekend, Trump said he expected to be arrested today. The trouble with two regional banks and maybe others is not a replay of 2008. So says Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Back then, many financial institutions came under stress due to their holdings of subprime assets.
Yellen says the whole financial system is much stronger today than before the Great Recession. She says regulators are looking into the collapse of those two banks. Sales of existing homes rose by more than 14% last month. The National Association of Realtors says that reverses a 12-month decline. Experts credit slightly lower interest rates and slightly falling home prices. It's not falling prices, but literally falling homes. That, again, has people in Southern California concerned. Another winter storm's come on shore, putting more hillsides in danger of collapsing. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The Virginia school teacher who was shot by her 6-year-old student is speaking publicly for the first time. Abby Swerner tells NBC, since she was shot in the left hand and chest in early January, it's been a fight.
From going through what I've gone through, I try to stay positive, you know, try to have a positive outlook on what's happened and where my future's heading.
Abby's mother, Julie, is still trying to come to grips with the idea of a 6-year-old bringing a gun to school and pulling the trigger.
You can't wrap your head around that. All of us being teachers in classrooms at rough schools, rough kids, that's not, you're never afraid like that. I never would have thought.
And Abby Swerner says she's still trying to process it. She's had several surgeries to try to fix her hand, and the bullet that entered her chest is still there. Authorities have decided not to prosecute the 6-year-old, but his parents may still face charges if it's found the 9mm pistol was not secured in their home. Automakers Hyundai and Kia are feeling the pressure because some models of their cars are very easy to steal. And now about 24 state attorneys general are asking the companies to do something. People have been sharing online a way to start those cars. The car companies say they've been rolling out software updates to try to keep stolen cars from running. The AGs say the companies should have included anti-theft immobilizers in the first place. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.